We hear these words as taken from the first reading proclaimed. They will see the glory of the Lord and the splendor of our God. Seeing is believing. Usually at the end of January or beginning of February, I take a trip either to California, Arizona, or Florida for some unknown reason. And when I was going to Arizona one time, someone had told me of something they had seen that really stayed with them, and I was hoping I would see the same thing, which I did. The 4 days that I was near Tucson was 82 degrees during the day and about 30 at night, so now you know why I go. Coming back the night before, it had rained quite hard in Tucson, but towards the east of it and going east, it had snowed. And so I was coming on the train back. We had to slow down as we were going through the desert to make a nice S curve. And I saw for myself why this was impressed this man. The saguaro cactus was there, and they were all in blossom, but it had snowed on there. But the blossoms were coming through. And I've only wished that the train could have stopped for another 10 minutes to see the cacti in blossom. It remained with me. And I knew why that this, for this man who told me it, was important for him. And now it is a vision that I enjoy keeping in my mind. And I'm sure you have other visions as well, too, things that you have seen, whether people or places or things that remained in your mind. In the desert, perhaps we always think there's nothing growing there, but there is life if we take the opportunity to see it. As we continue to read and reflect from the prophet Isaiah, he gave a vision too of a desert, but he did it not just because of what impressed him, but what he wanted to tell the people of Israel. We are in our third Sunday now of our Advent season, and we've been reading and reflecting upon the first reading, which all three and the one next week are taken from the prophet Isaiah, revealing to us the kingdom of God. The first Sunday we heard how that the kingdom of God is a place of peace. Last Sunday we heard how the kingdom of God is a place of perfect justice. Those invited, whether friends or foes, will sit down at the table of the Lord, and they'll no longer be foes, but all in the love of God. So today's passage, as last Sunday's, divided into three parts. The first part is this vision that the prophet Isaiah gives, where he sees that the desert breaks out into blossom. What the prophet Isaiah was telling the people of Israel, he had good news for them. They're going to be able to return back to their kingdom. A foreign enemy had taken over, had become dominant. Some people had left. Some people couldn't claim the kingdom as their own. But he was foreseeing that a new king was to come and establish your kingdom once again. So that's why he said, in this desert, you will see that it will blossom. You will see that the cacti will bear buds, giving them hope to rejoice that now, once again, their kingdom will be theirs. The second part, he talks about how this new king will bring vindication. Certainly they had to go through a time of trial, of tribulation. But now he says, stand up, raise your head to the Lord and welcome your king. He has forgiven you. He has shown the punishment, but now he forgives and now welcomes you to come to him. And the third and the final part, we hear how Isaiah gives to the people who had infirmities will now change. He says, eyes of the blind will be open, the ears of the deaf will be cleared, the lame will leap like a stag, and the tongue of the mute will sing. It had been foretold that when you hear this and see this, you know that the Messiah has come and that his kingdom is at hand. It is interesting in our gospel passage for today how St. John at that time was in prison, probably awaiting for death. He had heard about Jesus, so he sends his disciples and asks the question, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And it's interesting, Jesus didn't say, you tell John yes, which was but a simple answer. But how was John to know that this could be a fraud, a fake? But rather what Jesus says is this, you tell John this, the blind now see, the deaf now hear, the mute now speak, the lame can stand, the dead are raised to life, and the poor have the good news preached to them. John would have known immediately, yes, indeed, the new king had come, and his kingdom is at hand. This Sunday is traditionally known as Gaudete Sunday, which translates rejoice. We are asked to understand that the kingdom of God is a place of total joy. And so we rejoice that Christ has come, that Christ will come again. But perhaps for some reason, our eyes are not as open as they should be to see the power and the glory and glimpses of the kingdom now. I want to share with you something that has happened to me way too often, and for those of you who wear glasses, I think the same thing. Every now and then, I will take off my glasses and forget where I put them. I will set them down somewhere, and I will get busy with something, and I can't find them. Now, I'm unusual because I'm single, I'm celibate, I have nobody living with me. Nobody could have taken them. It's my own fault. And I remember one time in particular when I was principal, I was looking in my office for my glasses. I tore apart everything I could imagine. And the vice principal walked in and said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I can't find my glasses." He said, "They're right there." Now, why was it I couldn't have seen them before? Somehow, some way, I did not see them. And perhaps that's the way our lives are, where we don't see the glimpses of the kingdom of God now. Our eyes need to be open, and we need to rejoice, because God has come to be with his people. We know that in his kingdom is perfect peace, perfect justice, and it is filled with joy. As we get ever closer to celebrate the birthday of the Savior, may we too be joyful, knowing that the Lord has come and he will come again to bring forth his kingdom of peace and true justice.
Please check the bulletin for activities this week, especially the penance service today at 3:30 at St. Gabriel's. Script is available for purchase right after this Mass.